Today's daf is daf Chof Dalet in Masechet Makot, final daf, and we're up to Chof Gimel Amud Beit at the two dots. Dorash Rabbi Smaloi, Shesh Meot V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvot, Nemrola L'Moshe. There was a total of 613 mitzvot that was sent over to Moshe. Shlosh Meot V'Shishim V'Chamesh Lavim, 365 lavim, and your simon is kimot, kiminyan yimot hachama. That's according to the number of days in the solar year. Umatayim v'arabayim v'shmona aseh, and 248 mitzvot aseh keneged evorav shel adam, which for each one of a human being's organs, there is another remes to mitzvah. Omer of Amnuna, Micro, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha. So the Torah that was Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah, Bigimatria, is Shit Me'avachatzre Avit. So you have 611, but that was what Moshe was mitzvah, but there were two mitzvot, Anochi Velo Yelecha. That was Mipi Agvurashamanum, that was heard directly, because it says, Achati Berelohim, Ashtaim Zeshamanu. So that means that there were two mitzvahs that we heard directly. Total of 613. The Maisa, as we know, the Rambam takes this very, very seriously and uses it as a template to test, really, all of the Seder HaMitzvahs from all of the other listers of mitzvahs. The Rambam questions how Rabbi Smaloi could be acceptable according to everybody, since we have numerous places where there's a machlokas whether X is chovah or reshut, and we never asked if you hold that this is reshut instead of chovah, so then how do you have tarek mitzvahs? How come the Gemara never goes through trying to figure out alibet or bishmol, it's reshut, so how is he mashlem the minyan mitzvah? The Gemara doesn't seem to be makbid on this, and indeed the Ramban learns that Rabbi Smaloi, this is his own opinion, the way that he worked out the mitzvah, so he's giving over six. Nonetheless, he's made it, that it seems to be sort of the normative approach, because we refer to Tariq mitzvah so often, but he feels that it's not a yisod that the Gemara viewed as being central to analyzing everybody's drush on every pasuk.
And yet everybody's different lists come to Tariq.
No, that was the Rambam's taina, is that everybody's different lists don't come to Tariq.
Who's not? I mean, but when we look at the
different now, yeah, but the original lists, of course, but it has to be that. The point of the Rambam is that you have to define your terms. And that's why half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs is the definition of the term. What do we talk about? So these are the Shorashim. He viewed it as very childish, this idea of throwing in anything that sounds like a good deed, you know. Throwing in, making a mitzvah. It's a joke. The Rambam. The whole point of saying that, what's the point of saying there's 613 mitzvot, unless it's in order to allow you to establish the rules by which you can test whether, in fact, it turns out, and call it tarakula, consistently, it'll come out with these rules to be 613. Eino chinami, the Ramban, who argues on many of the interpretations, but you're right, it does come out. By the way, it's interesting. I mean, one example of the machlokas of the Ramban is exactly right here. What are the two mitzvahs of the Anochi velo yelecha mipi agvura shamanu, which the Rambam learned means that Anochi as a mitzvah itself of emunah is considered to be one of the tayag mitzvahs, is by no means acceptable according to all the Rishonim. Utaina, the smag does, that you can't give a mitzvah of emuna, and that has to be sort of a meida mitzvah, which if you start from that, then you can come into mitzvah. Obviously, the Rambam, which he does so, doesn't believe in beliefs. Wouldn't have any problem with that, because the mitzvah of Anochi is not to believe in something. The mitzvah of Anochi is to come to know and be aware and so on. So it's a lifetime mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the initial belief system that allows the mitzvah to exist. It's something of a childish taina as far as the Rambam is concerned. Those who argue with the Ramban says the Anochi velo yelecha, it's not including the two mitzvahs that we're adding, is the mitzvahs that are written in the lo yelecha, which includes Pesel and so on, not that the Anochi is the mitzvah. Okay, in any event, the Gemara now comes to view a historical process by which various Dorot searched for Shorashim that would be something that human beings could concentrate on. Because initially, 613 mitzvot, the point of having 613 mitzvot is not an intellectual one. To be able to define 613 mitzvot is to be able to define 613 different Shorashim in human behavior that needs to be defined, understood, and integrated in order to come out as a full human being. As the Dorot went on, and people didn't even know what the 613 halachos kama vekama, to view each one as shorashi. And so therefore we find that b'meshach ha-dorot there were attempts that were made to give a concentration of the yesedais of these mitzvahs. This is the Pashto way of understanding, the way Marshall learns, even though the Rivan talks about this as being an attempt to make it possible for a person to be Zeche through being Shemer less than 600 years. Even the Mekayim of these things would be able to be Zeche. Nobody accepts that literally, that Rivan's pshat, unless he means only in a sense of Shmirah. Shmirah, of course, does not mean, as we use it today, the Shomer Mitzvot, which is used in the sense that it is in English. He stands on the outside and observes mitzvahs with his Kodak camera. And that's how we use the word, literally, with an orthopraxy kind of nonsense. The whole meaning of Shmirah is to make it something that you are profoundly concerned for. So you're the Shomer, you're somebody who cares for this, who takes care of it. So you're a caretaker of these mitzvahs. That's why it's Mishnah. Shmirah zu Mishnah, because you have to have it constantly defined and well organized and so on. But in any event, it was too difficult for later Dorot to be able to focus on 613 different Shorashim. So the Mele Ba-David, we find that David HaMelech in Tehillim was He'emidam al-Achadesre. What he did is he took 11 Shorashim and he made that the path that a person could concentrate on to be able to at least know that he's got this down pat. And out of that, there are the Shorashim that become the detailed mitzvot. So Mizmor David, Hashem, mi agur bo alecha, umi ishkon bahar kodshecha. So we're going to darshan each one of these things. Holech tamim, upoel tzedek, vidover amet bilvavo, lo ragala lishono, lo asala ra'ehu ra'a, v'cherpa lo nasal kirovo, nivze be'inav nim'as, v'et yir'eh Hashem yichabed, נשבא להרב לא ימיר, כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות עולם. So we're going to darshan each one of these separately. So הולך תמים, we're going to look for an example which people would use to try to emulate in their behavior. So הולך תמים, the model would be Avraham, because we find that that's exactly the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he describes Avraham. As the mitzvah is Hitalech Lefanai Veheyeh Tamim. And Avraham Avinu indeed relates to Asher Hitalachti Lefanav, which must mean that Tmimut is the mode by which he proceeds. Which means not that it's a state of being, but rather it's a state of becoming. Hitalchut Mitmimut. Poel Tzedek is a reference, as an exemplar at least, to someone like Abba Chilkia, the Gemara says over Maisa, that when he would work for someone, he wouldn't even answer a Shalom Aleichem because of the fact that he felt that it was not being honest to the person that employed him. So he's a Po'el, he does his work, Tzedek. V'dover emet bilvavo, like Rav Safra, but the famous Maisa was that Rav Safra, he was in the middle of a Kriyat Shema, and somebody wanted to buy something from him, made him an offer. He didn't make a break at his Kriyat Shema. The person thought they didn't like the offer, kept upping it. When he completed his Kriyat Shema, he refused to accept anything beyond the original offer. Now, here is a funny one. Lo ragal, there's a lot of problems with what it is, because he says, Ulayim usheni avi, vayiti be'inav kimetatei, everybody asked. I mean, how in the world does that relate to Lo ragal al-lishono? Where he's afraid of being discovered at lying. So, I mean, the way the Rivan learns it is that you see that he kept refusing to do it. So his mother had to push him into it. If his mother hadn't pushed him into it, he wouldn't have done it. That's a little bit difficult to hear. I mean, obviously nobody wants to be discovered. So,
exemplary.
Certainly not exemplary. So others learn that the meaning is that he thought that Yumusheni Avi. Because why would he think that? Why would Ulai Yumusheni Avi? I mean, he felt he wasn't able to imitate Esav. So it must be because indeed he did a horrible job at imitating Esav. The reason he did a horrible job is because he insisted on maintaining the way that he would always speak and not to misrepresent himself. So he speaks in a way that Yitzchak says, what? This couldn't be Esav. So in other words, he knew. Why was he saying, Ulai Yumusheni Avi? Ma pitom Yumusheni Avi? So he's telling his mother, look, I'm not going to fake this. So you got to figure out what to do because I'm going to still be me. So, with all of his diyukim, Anochi, Esav Bekorecha, and then Yakumna, and then Hashem Elokecha, created all of these words, which Esav would never have done. So he's basically telling his mother, you know, I'm telling you that he's going to find out. So that means that he wasn't able to bring himself to be Ragal Lashono. Okay, that's an interesting pshat. There's a pshat by the Groth. It's not referring to this particularly, but the Groth says that wherever you find the Lashon of Ulai, there's elements in it that express the subconscious desire that it shall be so. So Ulai is always, in a sense, Halavai. So that's what he was saying, is that he hopes to be found out because that way he doesn't have to be involved in Sheker. I mean, that's Mamish. It would be a completely different... Lo asa l're'ehu ra'ah. This is shalo yarad l'umnut chaveiro. This is that he didn't get into the same business that his friend got into and make his pardasa more difficult. This, according to many, is referring bedafka to cases where it was mutter. So in other words, even though Mi'ikra Din, maybe it was mutter to have two stores of this type, it was a more metropolitan area, whatever the case is, that nonetheless, one should refuse to do that. Cherpalo nasal krovo, and he can't tolerate things that are low class about his relatives, meaning that zeha mikarev et krovav, so he'll do whatever is necessary to be mikarev his relatives so that they shouldn't be in a state of cherpa. Nivze be'inav nim'as. There's two ways of learning this. Rashi learns nivze be'inav nim'as means that he in his own eyes isn't worth much. That's the way most people read it. He's nivze be'inav. And nim'as is he's nim'as be'inav. But another way of learning it is something that nim'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bazui in his eyes. So therefore it's a reference to Chizkiyo HaMelech shigirer atzmot aviv b'mita shachavalim. Just what we happen to just be learning today in Tanakh. So that Chizkiyo HaMelech took Achaz's body, and instead of giving it to covet, forget about the covet of a son to a father, but even the, but here we're talking about a king, and he dragged it through the streets in a very low class mitav, just made out of rope, in order to show that this is a person HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mo'es in, and therefore I give him no covet at all. This was a tremendous lesson. And Yirei Hashem Yechabed is a reference to somebody, again, the exemplar, is Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Shebisha'a Shehaya Roe Tamid Chacham, Haya Omed Bekiso Mechapko Menashko, V'Korel Lo Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. As the Gemara says, is where it wasn't in public, so he wasn't being Mezalz and Lamalchus. But wherever it was possible for him to be Mechabi Talmid Chachamim, he would get up from the Kisei Malchus and he would hug and he would kiss the Talmud Chacham and call him my master, my teacher. Nishba laharav lo yamir. This is like the Beis of Rabbi Yochanan, where the Avodim of the Reish Galuta, he saw them coming and he knew, even though it's a machlok is why the Neder is in Chal, either because there's no such thing as a Taina Shah, and he was a Pekabal on himself a Taina Shah, which really isn't chal, or because the whole thing was only mechuvan in order not to eat, and it wasn't, it was like a not a real Kabbalah, because it was just an onasi. But in any event, since he said, Ehe b'tanit, at shavu l'veiti, so that he would be able to honestly say to them, well, I can't eat with you because I'm in a tainus today. He ended up keeping that tainus until he was Baal HaBeit HaOhel, even though Lamaisa wasn't Chal. Says the Dishbal HaRav Elo Yamir, once the words come out of your mouth, that's the words that you stick with. Kaspo Lanatan B'Neshech. This means, obviously, it can't be, to literally not be Malava B'Ribit. This is Afilu B'Ribit Ovid Kochavim. So that even to a goy, where the Torah says that you should be Lakum Tishoch, and the Rambam lists this even as a mitzvah to say, obviously it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to take Ribit. Any more than the mitzvah of Shechita means cut the neck of every animal you walk by. It means that if you're making a halva'ah, so do it beribit if it's to an akum. Lamaisa, there is an iser that the Chachomi made of taking ribit except an absolute minimum that you need to live, and that's for an amoritz because of the fact that they get used to taking ribit and it ends up rubbing off on them. But as the way the Rambam paskins is that it's mutter for an amoritz, which is Kedei Chayav, and for Talmud Chacham, he could even take in order to become a rich man. Okay, this is Lamaisa, a Machlokis in the Gemara Bava Metzia that we had. And what is the meaning of Shochad al Nakilo Lakach? That's like Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yossi, where once his own sharecropper brought him the perot that anyway he had to bring him later that week. And his sharecropper was coming to the day that the Beit Din was open, let's say on Monday. So he brought it a couple days earlier in order to be kneed down by Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yossi. So, I mean, for the sharecropper's point of view, this was just saving him time and effort. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yossi refused to participate in the din and posseled himself as a judge, claiming that the very fact that he had brought him something early, even though it was his own, was going to warp his judgment, so that Shochad, he was very, very careful on taking any type of bribe. Omer Leizer, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, why do you say that? It doesn't say Michtiv or say Kol Eile. This is somebody who does all of the above. It just says Eile, or say Eile Ktiv, meaning Hafilu Bechad Aminayu. Even one of these things, Lo Yimot Lo Lam Va'ed. So that is indeed. I mean, perhaps it's true that what it says in the end, Mi Yagur Bo Alecha, Mi Yishkon Bar Kachecha, to be on that darga, maybe it's true you have to do all of them, but the point that Lo Yimot, you're protected even by doing one of these things. And I'll prove it to you. Do you Lote Machi, if you're going to insist that when we have a list, so then that list is a reference to every last thing. I mean, the fact is, even if the list had said, call all of the above, it wouldn't mean all. Because look, take a look at the pasuk. Now, the pasuk the Gemara brings is the pasuk that appears by Arayot. K'tiv k'ach rina al titam ubechol eila. And I mean lamaisa. If that's the case, we'll see. The Gemara is a little bit strange later on. That there may be some suggest an alternative girsa, which is lo titamu et nafshot techem bechol asheretz hashretz alaretz, which is bechol. Now, as we'll see, the implication here is that it's really not talking about Arayot, because the Gemara continues to say, are you going to say that Hanogeya, someone who touches only all of the above, becomes Mitame? Of course, if it's Arayot, we could learn that the word touches is just a euphemism for intercourse. But, I mean, if it's referring to Tum'ah, so then it means literally. Do you really think you have to touch all of the things that are Mitame in order to become Tame? Obviously, even if you touch one of them. Okay, so there's a question whether we should be Makai in this Girsa, but this is what it says, Al Tamu B'Cholayla, and that's a reference to Arayot. So, Davka B'Cholayla Hu D'Metame, but if he only did B'Chodaminayo, if he only took one of the Arayot, or only touched one of the Metamot of the Shkatzim, so then, lo, he wouldn't become Tame. So clearly, what does the Pasuk mean to say, El Allah? It means Cholayla, it doesn't say one of the above, B'Achat Mikolayla. Hachinami B'Achat Mikolayla. And that would be sufficient. So that was the Yesedis of David HaMelech, 11 things. Well, afterwards, things got a little bit worse, and the 11 of David became too much for people to be able to really concentrate on. And so finally came Yishayahu HaNavi, by Yishayahu, V'yamidan HaShesh, There'd only be six central themes. Dichtiv, holech tzedakot, v'dover meisharim, moez bevetza ma'ashakot, noer kapav mitmoch b'shochad, otem ozno mishmo adamim, v'yotze meinav mer'ot b'ra. And what are these three things? We'll go over them just as we did the 11 of David. Holech tzedakot, this is the other darg of Avram Avinu with which everyone is familiar. Dichtiv ki yedativ lemana shiyetzaved, banavet bitoach, rav v'shomu derech Hashem, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. So that is the derech, is holech. So it's not exactly on the same darg as the hitalech b'tmimut, but it's halicha, which is tzedakot, b'tzedek. The second one is dover meisharim, someone who, when he speaks in a straight and wholesome fashion. So what is that referring to? That is zeshino maknit penei chavero barabim. If he needs to say something tough to his friend, doesn't say it publicly. Or maybe doesn't make him feel bad. Stop, barabim. With onat dvarim. Moes bevatza ma'ashakot. This is an interesting word, but bevatza ma'ashakot. Betza would be to steal something. Ma'ashakot is where you're keeping something away from somebody else. That's like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Where over there, somebody who normally would give away his matnot kunat to another kohen. So he once wanted to give something to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So he came to him, and but Pashtas, he came to him, he wanted him to be Danim, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha refused it because he felt that it was shochat. But the point is, once he refused, then he could have kept it. But he refused to keep it because he felt that it would be taken away unfairly from the kohen. They usually would get it from this person. Otemo zno bishmo adamim, seals up his ears from hearing damim, is your lashon of domain we're going to darshan it. Hearing something and shutting up about it instead of protesting it. And that is the lashama bezilut etzubim rabbanu v'shatik. They'll never hear something that is downgrading a Talmud Chacham and not protest. And that's referring to someone like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who was very, very mocked by the mice we had in Bav Metzia, where what happened was that, you remember, he wasn't buried, and once his wife saw that there was a worm that came out of his ears, and she thought that he was beginning to decay, and he appeared to her in his dreams, and he told her that it doesn't mean that, it's only that he had once heard something that was speaking down about a Talmud Chacham, and he didn't protest vehemently. And because of that, this is what happened to him, which shows that Lamaisa, generally speaking, he was very mocked. There's only one time in his life that happened. And Otseim Einav Mir Ot Bara, that's the follow the Shittu like Rabchia Bar Abba. What is this referring to? The Om Rabchia Bar Abba, Ze She'eno Mistakel Benashim, B'Sha'a She'omdot Al HaKvisa. So, normally a person could go by a place where there are women, he could turn his face downwards, not look at them, even if they're not dressed properly. But when he's going by the place where everybody's working on the wash, so there the women really don't wear any covering over their feet and their legs. So there he would have to actually be literally otseminav. He'd have to close his eyes in order to walk by if he needed to be there for whatever reason. And he's careful nonetheless not to look. So that is a tremendous darga. Now it says about those things, Uchtiv, on that list, it says that these mitzvahs is humaromin yishkon, he will dwell high above. But even those six were too much for a little bit later, because Micha was basically of the same generation as Yishayahu. So ba Micha ve'midan al-shalosh. So Micha was a contemporary. He took those six and he made them three. Dichtiv yigid lecha adam hatov, uma Hashem doresh mimcha, kim asot mishpat v'avat chesed v'atznei alechet im elokecha. See, here too we go through each one. Asot mishpat is to do things in justice. And that's din, that everything that a person does, he does correctly and according to the way in which he would judge himself as doing the right thing. Avat chesed, he would do gemilut chesedim, not judge others for what they're worthy. Hatznei alechet, now lechet refers to the kind of things that it talks about in terms of halicha. And we do find in the pasuk tov lalechet el beit avel, it's better to walk to a beit avel, or lalechet el beit mishteh. So we understand that those two issues are part of the mitzvah of halicha. One of them is to be malav the maid, and the other one is to be malav a kala, bring a kala into the chuppah. Now, those things are generally done with great fanfare. And nonetheless, it says, that's an halacha. To somebody who is active in those mitzvahs and perhaps sponsoring the wedding and so on, nonetheless should do it by tznei alechet. He should hide his role. V'alo devarim kal v'chomer. I mean, that's certainly on other things. Because ma devarim shein darkan la'asotan b'tzina. If things that generally are not done in a way that people won't hear about it, like making a wedding or levaya, nonetheless, amra teira, the Torah demands of hatznei alechet. Dvarim shedarkan la'asot b'tzina. Those things are, first of all, let's say we give charity. We generally be careful not to embarrass the recipient, so it should become known that he gave the charity. Alachat kama v'kama, that a person has to be careful not to make his own actions so notable. Now, a little bit later, in the same generation, Yishayahu was still living, Yishayahu saw that even the reduction of his original 6 to 3 was still too much. Yishayahu himself changed it into just 2 things. And that was too much by the time Yishayahu was an old man. So even though Micha had been metaken his heavy duty 6 things, turn them into 3 things, Yishayahu drove it down to 2 things. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem, shimru mishpat, ve'asu tzedakah, ki krova yishuati lavo, v'zitkati li'igalot. So that would be sufficient. By the time Amos came along, that was too much. So ba Amos, ve'emidan alachat, shenemar, ko amar Hashem le'beit Yisrael, dirshuni v'chiyu, keep after me. And keep trying to discover what's right. How do you know that's what it means? I mean, dirshuni could mean dirshuni b'chol ha'Torah kula. Maybe it means to be dirish me by being makpid on every last one of the mitzvahs and knowing every last din. I mean, you can't look at this and say that the only thing that's important is that there be some drisha. So you can't say that necessarily that's what Amos means. So that's not a good one. Elabach habakuk. One thing is for sure. By the time of Habakkuk, emidam alachat. Shenemar, v'tzadik be'emunato yichye. Tzadik be'emunato yichye is the way the Reb Tzadik learns it. The one thing you have to be a tzadik about is emunato. It could be a person who's a tzadik in particular issues. We find people are makpid in various things. He's a tremendous tzadik when it comes to ben adam l'chaveiro. He's a tremendous tzadik when it comes to gemilut chasadim or to halvayat hamet. And so what he's saying is the tzadik be'emunato, that's sufficient. With that alone, he can be chai. So that the nature of integrity, faithfulness in when things look bleak, and that you would see emunato balelot, which it appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being megala his ponim, that's the time of Laila, that's when we say emet ve'emunah instead of emet ve'yatziv, balayla. Yichye. Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, arba gzeirot kazam Moshe Rabbeinu HaYisrael. We're talking about before, we started with Rava's Maimer about how it is, how foolish it is to be emet in front of a Sefer Torah, not to be aimed in front of Tamir HaChomim. Tamir HaChomim could be Mavatol, Divrei Torah. Now we spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu giving 613 mitzvot, and comes along now the later Nevi'im, and are Memayat, those mitzvot, so that a person could be concentrated. This is, by the way, the Makor of the Rivan, that what we're talking about over here is true Bittul, in a sense. Because a person can be Zoche by only being Makbid on these mitzvahs. And to put a point. Okay, that's what everybody says. I mean, how could we? Certainly not coming to be my mitzvahs. Okay, but I mean, this is Lashon. If he's Mekayim these mitzvahs, he'll be Zoicha. So here, this further is that there were four gezeiros that Moshe Rabbeinu said that is going to be happening to Israel, and bo arba neviim ubitlom. So the four neviim came along, and they were mevatelit, and they said it. You don't have to be mekayim it the way that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe Amar Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad in Yaakov. What does it take for Yisrael to be able to be Shochim Betach? When they're in Yaakov, when they're like Yaakov Avinu. Comes along Amos and he says, Ach, Chadona, enough of that stuff. Miyakum Yaakov, who could be like Yaakov? What are you crazy? Enough to do, okay, so whatever it is that needs to be done. Uchtiv, and we find that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel his taina almost, because then it says the next pasuk, Nicham Hashem alzot, kami lo tiyamar Hashem. So Hashem indeed had charata on what it was originally, the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu that limits the success of Yisrael only to where they reached the darg of Yaakov Avinu, and was mekabel almost the tikkun. Moshe Amar Ubagoyimahem lo targia. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when you go into Galut, you'll never find yourself a place. V'lo yamanoach lecha fraglecha. V'natan Hashem lecha sham lev ragaz. You'll be miserable there. V'chuyoni na v'davo nafesh. L'maisa. We don't find that that's what happened in Galut. Because Bo Yirmiyahu, V'yamar haloch lahargio Yisrael. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed now is maskim to him, ko amar Hashem, matza chin bamidbar. So okay, so apparently you could be margia Yisrael, even in Galut. Moshe amar poked avon avot al banim, comes along Yechezkel, and said, hanefesh achotati tamut, there shouldn't be any tviya of an oven of an av unto the son. Moshe amar, Moshe seems to say that you can be vavatem bagoyim, v'yachlat chemeretzoy v'chem, that you're going to disappear, you're going to be eaten up alive by the eretz hagoyim where you're taken. Bo yishayo v'amar, v'aya b'ayom ahu, yitaka b'shof ha'gadol, uvo ha'uvdim. So you're not going to be vavatem bagoyim, but rather those who were ovdim b'eretz hashur, will be Mishtach Vel Hashem B'Hakadosh B'Yerushalayim. So there's no Vavatem B'Goyim. Omar Rav, Mistafina Mehaikra, that pasuk scares the hell out of me. Vavatem B'Goyim could mean that forget it. We're just going to disappear. We'll never get out of here. Maskeflor of Papa, what makes you think that the word Vavatem means to be lost? I mean, don't we use the word aveda for a loss that is found? So somebody has an aveda, so then he's looking for it. So dimaka aveda mitbakeshet. Vavatem bagoyim means that you will be lost and I'll be looking for you. So where do you see in there this sense of ultimate loss that you're so frightened of? I mean, we find certainly the lashon that way. Ta'iti kise oved. Oved means like a lost sheep. And then it goes on to say, Bakesh Avdecha, look for me. So maybe Vavatem Bagoyim is a reference to that idea that I want to be searched for. No, it was the context of the pasuk. Look at the end of the pasuk. The Sefer Dekra was driving Rav crazy. Because it says over there, V'achla etchem eretz oivechem. V'achla etchem means it devours you. So then Vavatem Bagoyim means there's nothing left to be searched for. You'll be digested by the land of your enemies. Maskifla Marzutra, you're thinking grain. Why think grain? Why not think cucumbers or pumpkins? I mean, even if they eat you, everything is left still in the ground. It keeps growing. Nobody rips out. These things grow, and they keep growing and growing and growing. I mean, so you may provide a lot of food, but meanwhile, there's more and more growth in the ground. So maybe it's like kishuin v'diluin. So it could also be. So, Mamela, you don't have any raya from here that you should be so terrified about this pasuk? Even the way Moshe Rabbeinu meant it, it doesn't say anywhere here necessarily that it's the end of the line. Okay, I think we should leave the rest, which is very, very appropriate for Shivas B'Tammuz, the closing of the Sefer. So we'll leave it for the Siyum. Tomorrow in the morning we're starting Shavuot. Darash v'smenoi 613 mitzvot namru lana Moshe 365 lavim kibini yimot hachama 248 asei kenegede varav shel adam Omre v'amnuna maikra Torah tziva lanu Moshe murasha Torah v'gematria shit 111 avi anochi v'lo yelacha mipi ha'gvura shma'anun mipi ha'gvura shma'anun bo David v'amida malachad dechtiv mizmor David Hashem מי יגור באוהלך ומי ישכון בהר קודשך הולך תמים ופועל צדק ודובר אמת בלבבו לא רגע על לשונו לא עשה לרעהו רעה חרפה לא נשא על קרובו נבזה בעיניו נמאס ותראה השם יכבה נשבע להרע ולא ימיר כספו לא נתן בנשך ושוחד על נקי לא לקח עושה אלה לימות עולם הולך תמים זה אברהם דכתיב יתהלך לפני ויהיה תמים פועל צדק כגונה בחוקיה דובר אמת בלבבו כאן וספרה לא רגע לשונו זה יעקב אבינו. תכתיבו אולי אם הוא שני אבי והייתי בעיניו כמתעתע. לא עשה לרעהו רעה שלא ירד לאומנות חברו. וחרפה לא נשא על קרובו זה המקרב את קרוביו to prevent them from coming to חרפה. נבזה בעיניו נמאס. That which is נמאס is נבזה. זה חזקיהו המלך שגירר עצמות אביו במיטה של חבלים. If you learn the other way, again I didn't say it. If you learn the other way, so it means that he thought so little of himself that he didn't need to back his malchus up with the great covet of his forefathers to show what a wonderful king he is. Ve'et yirei Hashem yechabed zeh Yehoshafat melech Yehuda shebishah shayro et tamid chacham ve'omid mikiso mechabko menashko ve'korei lo Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori, nishba la'arav lo yamir k'rab Yochanan and he stuck to that, even though he could have easily been mevatel that neder, matir that neder. Kaspol and Atan ben Eshach afil ribit ovid kochavim. Shochar on the kilo lakach gan Reb Shmo Reb Yosi. Ktiva ose ele lo yimot lo olam kishay Rabbi Gamliel magia lemikra ze ayam boche. Mar man David the kul davke ele. Who the lo yimot? Chodim ina lo yimot. I'm like. Mikhtiv ose kolele, ose elektiv. Afila b'chodem inayo. Anyway, I mean, ilote ma'achi. You could say even if it would have said kolele. Ktiv koach, you know, al tatamu b'cholele. So, al tatamu b'cholele. So, al tatamu b'cholele, u'du matami. But b'chodem inayo lo. El la, b'achat m'kolele. So, achinami. B'achat m'kolele. Bo yishayo v'emir amal shesh. Tachtiv olech tzedakot v'dover misharim. Bo yis b'vetza ma'ashakot. נוער כפיו מתמוך בשוחד, אותם אוזנו משמוע דמים, ויוצא מיניו מרוד ברע, הולך צדקות זה אברהם אבינו דכתיב, כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה את בנו ואת ביתו אחריו, ושלמה דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט, עובר מישרים זה שינו מקנית פני חברו ברבים, מואס בבצע מעשקות, כגון רבי שמוע בן אלישע, נוער כפיו מתמוך בשוחד, כגון רבי שמוע ברבי יוסי, אותם אוזנו משמוע דמים, דלא שם הבזילות, הדצומים רבנן, ושתיק, כדי צלו של דומים, כגון רבי לזר רבי שמעון, עוצה מיניו מרוד ברק, ובחי ברעב, ובחי ברעב, וזה שאני מסתכל בנשים, בשעה שעומדות על הכביסה, וכתיב הוא מרומים ישכון, במיכה והעמיד מה שלוש, דכתיב יגיד לך, אדם מה טוב ומה השם דורש ממך, כי מעשות משפט, ואהבת חסד, ועצני הלכת עם אלוקיך, עשות משפט זה הדין, אהבת חסד זו גמילות חסדים, עצני הלכת זו הצעת המת והכנסת קלה, ולא דברים קל וחומר, ומה דברים שאין דרכן לעשותן בצינה. אמרה תורה, עצני הלכת, דברים שדרכן לעשותן בצינה על אחת כמה וכמה. חזר ישעיהו והעמיד אמר שתיים, שלמקום אמר השם שימרו משפט ויעשו צדקה, בא עמוס ועמידן על אחת, שלמקום אמר השם לבית ישראל, דרשוני וחיו, מה תקפור בנחם בגיצור? How do you know that's what it means, baby? דרשוני בכל התורה כולה? אלא בא חבקוק ועמידן על אחת, שנאמר וצדיק באמונתו יחיה. Omer Yosef Rebbe Chanina Arba Gezerot Gezer Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael Arbo Arba Neviim Abitul Moshe Amar Vishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Only Ein Yaakov Ba Amos Abitul Hashem Chadana Miyakum Yaakov Uchtim Nicha Hashem Azot Moshe Amar Uvagoyim Ahim Lo Targiya Ba Yirmiyom Aloch Largiya Yisrael Moshe Amar Pokid Avon Avot Abanim Ba Yecheskel Ubitla Nefesh Achotat Itamuf Moshe Amar Vavatem Bagoyim בו ישעיהו ואמר והיה ביום ההוא יזעקה בשוב הגדול בו העובדים אמר רב מסתפינו מהי קרבה ואתם בגויים מה תקפלו רב פה בדיוק כעבידה מתבקשת like it says תאיתי כסה עובד בקש עבדך אלא מסייף את הקרבה אכלה אתכם ארץ אוהביכם מה תקפלו מרזות ראיבן אכילה who says that it means אכילה that's color דיומה כאכילה כישועים ודילויים